Welcome to the Worthing Podcast. I'm Patrick Woodward. Last time I spoke to the organiser and one of the judges of the Worthing Community Awards, which at that time were a few weeks away. Well, now they've happened, and as a major community event, I thought it was well worth another look, taking in the event itself, which took place on the 29th of May. It was the second year of the awards, and 200 people gathered in Rooms Auditorium to hear the stories of some of the amazing people who've been recognised for their contribution to the life of the town, and the example they are of dedication, commitment and love. The party atmosphere was often silenced as moving stories were shared, which brought many to tears. There were 15 categories, including Charity of the Year, Dad of the Year, Carer of the Year, Community Hero, Teacher of the Year and Best Sibling. The event was organised by Mel Peters from Rocket Social Media, a marketing expert who gives a lot of her time to the charity sector. Alongside her were a whole team of helpers from various walks of life, and the event was hosted by Worthing's own Toastmaster, Bob Smitherman. Radio presenter Simon Osborne called up each winner and the award sponsors and gave an outline of their contribution and example. It was a great event to attend, and I spoke to some of the winners. But first, Bob Smitherman told me how he was feeling on the night.
Tell you what, it's so wonderful. It's our second year. I was privileged enough last year to win the Outstanding Contribution to Worthing. Mel asked me to be a judge this year. And just to see that, you know, the nominations that come in this year, being on that other side, it's just been phenomenal. You know, we're sort of halfway through now, just listening to sort of some of the stories, the tears, the laughter, the cheers. It's just incredible, absolutely incredible, Patrick.
What does it say to you about Worthing as a place?
Oh, well, it says to me what I've always known. As somebody who sort of grew up in, I was born in Lancing, lived in Worthing all my life, I'm privileged enough to be town crier. Worthing is the community. It's just a community hub. And actually to be able, you know, for Mel and Rocket Social Media to put something like this on, which Worthing hasn't had for many years. You'll remember the Splash Shipping Awards a few years ago, which was the predecessor Worthing Community Awards. You know, we've had a real void without being able to celebrate the community. And for Mel to sort of step in and provide a Worthing Community Awards like this is just phenomenal. It couldn't be in a better venue either.
Bob Smitherman. Now to the winners. And I caught up with Georgie Kennard, who won the award Mum of the Year. She told me how she was feeling.
Emotional.
Yeah.
And feel like I don't deserve it.
I'm sure you do. Tell me about your mum role. Who are you mum to?
I'm mum to my twin girls, Bethany and Sophie, who are nearly 18, and my youngest Bella, who was 12.
Right.
So, yeah, but I'm now a single mum because I lost my partner 2 years ago, 2 years next week.
So you're having to bring them up now?
Do everything on my own, working, looking after my dad full time and kids. And yeah, it's busy.
And how much of a challenge is life?
A big challenge, but fun. And yeah, challenging but fun. I wouldn't have it any other way, apart from having him back, obviously.
But you've been, to even be nominated for something like this in that category is quite amazing.
Amazing, very amazing.
To have won, what would you say to people who nominated you?
Just thank you. I don't even know what to say. I think there's probably a lot more people that well deserve this more than I do, but thank you so much. It means a lot.
Being a mum is a hard job.
It is a hard
being
job.
Being a single mum and a mum who's been bereaved,
yep.
There are challenges there.
100%, yes.
What keeps you going day by day?
My kids. All three of them, every day. I wouldn't be here without them.
In what way? Tell me.
They just keep me going. They keep me busy, they keep me happy, they keep me smiling. And that's all I can ask for.
So they recognise your situation and they support you,
yes,
in that?
Yes. Oh, they're brilliant. Yeah. They helped me from day one. Yeah.
What do you think of this event?
Amazing. It's beautiful. I think it's wonderful. I hadn't even heard of it until now, so I love it. Can't wait to get involved with it a bit more next year.
Lovely. Well, congratulations.
Thank you so much.
On winning the award.
Thank you.
Thank you. Well done to Georgie Kennard. Then I met up with Martin Coomer, who won Sports Team of the Year for Worthing FC Inclusive, founded by Martin, to support young people and adults with a disability. While delighted with the award, he told me that it's not the most important thing.
We don't do it for awards. We do it so that children normally haven't got anywhere else to go to play football, can play the sport that we love.
Where did the idea come from to do it?
I was going to hang my boots up and wanted to set up something. And it was something we were missing as a community club. So I mentioned it at the board meeting and they all looked at me like I'd gone mad. And then asked me how many children I had to set it up and I said none. And here we are 4 years later, 27 children, 14 adults.
And how do you think they benefit from being part of this?
It's the life skills it teaches them. It's the endorphin releasing benefits of sport. More than that, it's the friendship groups that they can create through sport, which they struggle in a mainstream school environment or even a mainstream football environment. So it's not just about football. In fact, the football's almost secondary. It's more about giving them a sense of worth.
Right. Because I was going to say, football, like any sport, it's a very competitive game, and there are several teams in Worthing, sometimes competing against each other. What's the reaction when you say this is what you're doing?
Fear from a lot of your peers. It's not about winning. It's about the enjoyment. And the kids all know that. The adults know that. Yes, it's nice to win, but it doesn't really matter. That's secondary. We're just out there to have some fun. And I put no pressure on anybody. And we just go out there, we have fun. And if we win, we win. And if we lose, well, that's part of playing football.
So, well, you've won pretty big tonight.
We have. That's due to the players and my coaches and the club supporting me.
Many congratulations to Martin Coomer. Finally, I met up with 17-year-old Abby Payne, who won the Young Community Hero Award. She's set up the Payne Foundation to support athletes with disabilities and to bridge the gap between mainstream and disability sport. She told me about it.
It's an organisation set up for women and girls with disabilities who don't fit into either the mainstream football category and the disability football category. So, for example, I have spina bifida. My whole life I've kind of been in the grey area with being able enough to play mainstream sport, but not disabled enough to play disability sport.
Right.
I was part of the Brighton and Hove Albion Foundation for a year when I was 16. I think I was 15 turning 16, and I captained the under-16s to win the Premier League Disability Festival.
Right.
Which was one of the best days of my life.
When did you have the idea to found your own foundation?
So it's been an idea in the back of my head for years. It's all kind of come to fruition quite quickly. So at the moment we're still in the very, very early stages. But I also did I don't know if you know the promo shoot for Worthing Football Club and their purple disability kit.
Okay.
So I represented the hidden disabilities in that promo shoot. And then from that moment I was like, I have to do something to help bridge the gap between mainstream and disability, because as I moved up to the the realm of adult football, so to speak, I started to struggle with pain and fatigue, which was really difficult mentally to deal with, because I love playing football. It's what I've wanted to do.
So what's the response been from people with disabilities who are perhaps interested in getting involved?
So it's been good. Currently we don't have loads of people interested at the moment, because like I said, we're in the very, very early stages. But I am in the process of becoming a Just Play provider with the help of our local football association.
And what does that involve?
So they should allocate me some funding to help spread the word, spread the name, find the people, because I think we're going to struggle to begin with until it starts spreading by word of mouth through social media.
How did you feel having won the award?
I was speechless. Like, I'm one of those people that can talk a lot, but I just could not find the right words. When I was on the stage, I just could not.
Well, people obviously have seen something
in
you and what you do, so that must feel pretty good.
Yeah, it feels incredible. I'm so proud.
That's Abby Payne. As the event finished and people made their way home, I caught up with the organiser, Mel Peters, to get her initial thoughts on the evening. So, Mel, you've come to the end of the second year of the Worthing Community Awards. Is it a relief that you've come to the end?
It is a relief. I am overwhelmed, but I don't take gratitude very well. I sat up on that stage tonight, I looked around the room and I thought, wow, we've pulled all this together. I couldn't have done it without the sponsors, the team of girls that helped me, rooms and absolutely everybody else. But, you know, like I said when I was up on stage, there's so many amazing people in Worthing, I'm proud to be one of them.
It was a moving occasion because, you know, you're touching people who are who give their lives to help other people. Yeah. And I mean, Simon was talking about there were tears. Yeah. There were tears
There were tears. We had 785 entries and I had to read them all. And there was a lot of tears and it was very difficult for the judges. I'm glad I wasn't one of them to determine, you know, who should win what, especially in categories like Charity of the Year, which are such profound charities locally, do so much work, but somebody's got to be recognised. But ultimately, all of those 785 entries are winners in my eyes.
How do you feel that it went tonight?
Amazing. I just hope we've raised lots of money for the charities. I know what I've got left out of my sponsorship money. I've been very, very lucky. Pinnacle did the awards for nothing for me. Rooms gave me a very good discount on. So I know what I've got left. So I'm hoping to top that up and be able to make a nice donation to both of the charities I'm supporting.
That's wonderful. All right. Next year again?
Of course, yeah, of course. Yeah, I'd love to do it here. I'd love to stay where we are. It works and I feel very well supported. But I think right now I need to go home and have a nice bath and get a good night's sleep.
I'm sure you do. Thank you ever so much.
Thank you, Patrick. Thank you.
Mel Peters, organiser of the Worthing Community Awards. The proceeds from the evening are going to local charities, Chestnut Tree House, the Children's Hospice, and Superstar Arts, which provides creative projects for young people and adults with learning disabilities. And that was the Worthing Community Awards for 2025. All in all, a very enjoyable evening, and the best of Worthing showcased, highlighted and rewarded. Congratulations to everyone who was nominated, and of course, to this year's winners. As Mel indicated, the awards will be back for 2026, so visit worthingcommunityawards.co.uk to stay up to date. That's it from the Worthing podcast for now. Coming up next time, I'll be talking to a local author who's just published his latest book, and it's a page-turner. Join me again soon. In the meantime, don't forget to follow on Facebook and Instagram, subscribe where you get your podcasts, and listen again or get in touch at worthingpodcast.com. I'd love to hear what you think of the Worthing podcast and any ideas you got for upcoming shows. Until next time, from me, Patrick Woodward, thanks for listening and goodbye.
News and views of Worthing. The Worthing Podcast.